Hello, London. Some of you might know me, some of you don't. I'm up from the Midlands, and I want to talk about drugs. I want to talk about paranoia. I want to talk about medical patients, and I want to talk about cannabis. I own a coffee shop in the Midlands. It's been open for 2.5 years. We have lots of medical patients that come in there. We've got medical patients that have got back pain. They've had it for years, and they're prescribed liquid morphine. They tip it down the sink, and they choose to grow and smoke cannabis because they can function like a normal human being and not be zombied out like a smackhead. I want to talk about coffee shops. Right. Has anyone ever been to Amsterdam years ago? 15 years ago and thought, oh, I wish I could do this in England and have a coffee shop. I done it 15 years ago. 3 years ago, I saw a video made by someone, Jimmy Ward. He should be here. There's a few people that should be here. Paul Duna, Ganja Gordon, Irish Danny. Never mind, they're not. The coffee shop. I saw a video. I saw a man with a coffee shop doing it against the system. There was someone here in a wheelchair earlier, Chris Hoyd from the Crowd 9 crew. I don't know if you know him. He's from Kidderminster. He suffers from multiple sclerosis. He tried 3 years ago. He went to the authorities and said, look, this is what's happening with multiple sclerosis patients. It's medicine. We need it. Can I open a coffee shop and be governed? They said no. They wouldn't let him do it. He tried to do it. I done it, but I won't admit it. But I'm here now admitting it, whatever. I've been fined £1,000 for allowing people to smoke in my coffee shop. Okay, I've been fined. I've been to court, whatever. I met a lot of people a few years ago. Dotty, including one of them, God rest her soul. And this is the only rally where I've been. She's not here, but I won't say no more about Dotty. What I want to say is, there's people out there my age, just like me, for years they've been in the closet. They don't want their gaffer to find out they're smoking a draw. They don't want their mates to come out. It's not like it used to be. You can have an eighth in your pocket. You can have a quarter. It doesn't matter. It's only a draw. It's only cannabis. It's not a drug. Yeah? I haven't finished yet. I'm a bit wrecked here. I haven't had enough spliffs, right? Another thing I want to say, the world's changing. I only knew this was on last night through a stranger who I met at an M fair months ago who come to visit me. The reason I didn't know it was on because I'm not on the internet and I don't qualify. I've been telling people from the LCA, you don't have to have a computer to qualify. You need to get the word round properly. Why don't the LCA... Why don't Lyndon, top respect to Lyndon, CC News, take my hat off him. Why don't they get 100,000 copies of CC News and put it on every car in Glastonbury on the car park? Let's spread the word. I went to Manchester. I saw a copy of CC News, a video. I opened my coffee shop 2.5 years ago, not for medical patients, not for any other reason, because I think people should have a place where they can go in and have a spliff with no problem. Not everybody wants to go to a pub. Not everybody wants to drink. Yeah? There's loads more I want to say. Right, you people out here that know, you people that know the professors and the scientists, right? I want to tell you my life experience, right, concerning drugs. I smoked cannabis for 10 years. Skunk that made the headlines of the paper that was described as super skunk, 20 times the strength of any other skunk, should be banned. I never had paranoia. Does anyone know paranoia? Paranoia, anyone? Paranoia. I smoked super skunk for 10 years. I didn't know what paranoia was. I took amphetamine sulfate. I took cocaine. I took an E. All of a sudden, I knew what paranoia was. The lady who was here earlier, whose son, I'm sorry to hear about her son and whatever, more research needs to be done because I think cannabis gets the raw deal. People have been getting locked up in secure units for years saying, all right, 2 seconds. People have been locked. This needs to be looked into. Listen, this needs to be researched, right? If someone gets locked up in a secure unit, they say, do you take drugs? They say, yeah, I take cannabis. They don't want to tell them that a raving cokehead or a whiz freak. Cannabis gets the raw deal, and it needs to be researched properly. London, the last time I was here was young. Nice to meet you. If you're ever in the Midlands, come and smoke a draw with me. Peace. Free the weed.